Shalom Aleichem, Mishneh Yomi, pre-recorded for Shabbat Shoftim, is learning Zevachim, chapter 13, Mishnayot 7 and 8. This coming week, Bezrat Hashem, Friday, we'll be starting Menachot. So let's pick up in Mishnah Zayin, a molek et ha'of. Somebody does melika to a bird. Now that's good, because melika is the way we kill a bird in the temple. Recall it's done with the thumbnail of the Kohen on the back of the neck of the bird. But now we have a problem here because we're dealing with shchutei chutz, with offering up korbanot outside the temple. So when is someone liable? Here, hamolika de'of bifnim. He did the malika inside the temple. The hell of a chutz. They brought the bird outside and brought it up as an offering on an altar or stone outside the temple. Chayav. He is liable because the malika made this bird, the malika done inside the temple, made it worthy of being a potential offering, and then he tried to offer it outside. He is liable for the offering up outside. But the Mishnah compares now Moloch b'chutz. He did the malika outside the temple, v'hel b'chutz, then offered it up as an offering there, pater. He is pater because a malika outside has no legal significance. It simply makes the bird dead, like as if it was roadkill or something else. It does not halachically prepare the bird for any higher calling. As the pasuk in Vayikra chapter 13 says, asher yishchat, that he slaughters. This is in the context of somebody offering or slaughtering an animal outside the temple. It's davka says the word yishchat, shechita, that's with a knife. So an act of melika makes the bird dead, but it is not considered a shechita to bring liability for shechutei chutz. Now the Mishnah turns to what if he did use a knife on the bird? Hashochet et ha'of bifnim. He used a knife to kill the bird inside the temple. V'hel v'chutz. Then he brought it outside. Pater. He is not liable for bringing an offering outside the temple because using a knife on a bird offering is not a valid way to make it into a korban. But the Mishnah notes, shachat b'chutz, he did a shechita with a knife on the bird outside the temple of Hele b'chutz, then offered it as a korban there, chayav. He is liable because an act of shechita with a knife on a bird outside does have legal significance to make that bird into your dinner. And the Mishnah comments, nimtza, we find, derech hechsheru mibifnim, the way that makes it prepared. Hechsher means kosher, but means really prepared, mibifnim, inside the temple, paturo b'chutz, he would not be liable outside. So a malika done to a bird inside has legal significance of making the bird into an offering, so then he's liable for bringing it up outside. But a malika outside simply makes the bird a nevela, makes it dead. And the Mishnah notes, derech hechshera b'chutz, the vice versa, something that makes him ready for liability if done outside, paturo mibifnim, makes him not liable when done inside. That is shechita done with a knife, because shechita done with a knife on a bird inside the temple is not valid to make that bird into an offering. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and Rabbi Shimon adds to our Mishnah, he says, Kol shechayivin olav b'chutz, any act of slaughter or the like that one would be liable for doing outside the temple, slaughtering and offering outside the temple, chayivin ol kiyotze bo, he would also be liable if he does like that act, bifnim, inside the temple, shehalav b'chutz, and then brings that animal as an offering outside the temple. Chutz, except, mina shochet bifnim, for someone who slaughters a bird inside the temple, umma'ale v'chutz, and then brings that bird outside as an offering there. As our Mishnah just said, that would not be liable for shechutei chutz. Now the Gemara comments that Rabbi Shimon is including another case where someone did shechita at night. Now in the temple, we never slaughter offerings at night, it's only during the day. But an act of ritual slaughter, of shechita, performed at night does have halachic legal significance of making that animal, as long as it's not a treifa, as long as it's healthy animal, but that act of shechita at night makes it kosher to be your dinner. So then Rabbi Shimon is saying, even if at night someone does a shechita at night in the temple, which is not normally done for an offering, but then brings that animal outside, he would still be liable for bringing an offering outside the temple. Now, Mishnah Chet elaborates on something we learned on Mishnah Vav, that it's not just bringing an animal, but also bringing the blood outside the temple that incurs liability. A hatat, a sin offering. Now, this refers to one of the hatat where the blood goes inside the temple building. Shekibil dama bakos echad, where they received the lifeblood of the animal in one vessel. Natan b'chutz, if they applied some blood outside, the chazar, then they went back inside, v'natan bifnim, and put the blood where it belongs in the temple. Or bifnim, they applied the blood inside, the chazar v'natan b'chutz, and then went and applied some blood outside the temple, chayav. He would be liable in both cases. Shakulo Rai Lavavivnim, because all of this blood should have stayed within the temple. Now, the Bartner points out the first case is obvious. It's really the second case this Mishnah really needs to explain, because it's according to Rabbi Nechemya. And we saw Rabbi Nechemya in Mishnah Vav that he says that pouring out the shirayim, the leftover blood, so the blood was applied in the temple building, in the Heichal itself, then the leftover blood was spilled onto the corner of the Mizbeach inside the temple courtyard, the big altar in the temple courtyard. If that remainder of the blood goes outside the whole temple complex, outside of the courtyard, and is then applied or spilled out there, that would bring liability, according to Rabbi Nechemya, because he says that leftover blood being poured on the Mizbeach in the temple courtyard is a requirement of these inner chataot. Now, the Mishnah brings a variation. Kibil Dama, if they received the blood of this inner chataot, b'shnei kosot, into two separate vessels. So Natan Shnehem Bifnim, if both of the vessels were applied where they belong within the temple, and then the remainder spilled on the base of the Mizbeach in the temple courtyard, Potter. Everything's good. Shnehem Bechutz, Chayav. If both of them are applied outside, he could be Chayav, and he could even be Chayav twice. If he brought one bowl full of blood as an offering outside and then forgot about it, and then brought the second bowl in a different period of unawareness, then he could be Chayav even twice. But echad bifnim, if one cup of blood was applied correctly in the temple, ve'echad b'chutz, then the second one later was applied outside as an offering outside, pater. He's pater because the mitzvah has already been done. The Bartnura explains, based on the Gemara, osiat chaveru dochui. It's dochui, it's pushed off, it has no halachic validity, it's what we call nidche, pushed off from being involved in the mitzvah. The mitzvah had been done already. And finally, echad b'chutz, if they brought some blood as an offering outside in one cup, the other one stayed in the temple the whole time, it never left, v'echad bifnim, and then they applied the blood correctly in the temple, chayav alachitzon, he could be liable for bringing an offering outside on that first cup of blood, v'pnimi mechaper, the second cup of blood can bring kapara, can actually work to make the offering atone for the owner. As we saw back in chapter 8, Mishnah 12. The Mishnah notes there's another case like this two cups of blood. Lemaha dover davar dome. To what is this case like? Lemafrish chatato. Somebody was liable to bring a chatat, and he designated a specific animal as his chatat offering. Ve'avda, and that animal wandered off. It got lost. Ve'hifrish acheret tachteya. So he separated a replacement animal. Ve'achar kach nimzit the rishona. Then they found the original animal. So now both of these animals have been designated as a chatat. Both were designated for the same crime, the same problem, you know, the same breach of Shabbat or whatever it was that incurred the liability, and either one of them could be used. But if you use one of them, the other one becomes nidche, can no longer be used as an offering, and has to be left to die. So the Mishnah is saying here the rule is similar to the two cups of blood from the inner chatat. Shachat shtehen bifneim potter. If they slaughtered both of these chatat animals in the temple, they're potter. Now the first one becomes his chatat, and the second one they really shouldn't have done shchita. They should have left it just to die, just left it alone. They shouldn't have done it, but it's definitely not shchut dechutz. Shachat shtehen bechutz, chayav. If he slaughtered both of them outside the temple, he could be liable on both of them because either of these animals could have been a korban. Achat bifnim, they slaughtered one chatat in the temple, so now he is mechaper. V'achat b'chutz, and the other one outside, as an offering outside the temple, potter, because the mitzvah was already done with the first animal, the second animal is nidche, can no longer be an offering. Achat b'chutz, if he slaughtered one animal outside, v'achat bifnim, and the next one inside the temple, chayav alachitzona, he's liable for shchutei chutz, for bringing an offering outside the temple, v'apnimit mechaperet, but that one that was slaughtered in the temple and done normally, that does work for the atonement of the owner, because both of these could have been his chatat, so taking the first one outside does not mess up the second one that stayed inside the temple. The Mishnah makes a final comment about the two chataut. Kishem shedoma, just like its blood, the blood of the first one that was offered and applied normally, poter et bisara, makes one pater from the crime of me'ila, for eating the flesh. Now, Me'ila will get a whole mesechta, a whole tractate about that, but it's taking benefit from the temple property. But once the blood is applied, now the Kohanim are allowed to eat the meat of the Chatat. So just like the blood of the first of the two chataot here makes there no me'ila anymore on the meat, kach hu poter et besar chaverta. So too, it exempts the meat of the other goat that really they shouldn't have slaughtered, but they did slaughter both of them in the temple. It exempts that from me'ila as well. Yishar kochachem, Shabbat shalom.